BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But the tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get out of the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing today?
I felt like the intro was like sped up or something. It was like, hurry up, let's get to the business?
It was sped up. It's been sped up the past couple of shows. See how much you pay attention.
I guess so. I'm trying to keep up singing DJ part, and I'm like, Boss Fest Podcast. Okay, but
it was on.
My bad. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday out there to everyone. Hope y'all having a great day, a productive day, an amazing day. Babe, listen, I'm looking at you through this camera. You looking real beautiful, babe. Your hair popping. You got the curls on.
You know what? I appreciate that. I said when I got up out the chair, I said, you know what? I need to holler at me a little Lamar or something. Take a couple of quick peeks or something.
You always trying to find a way to cost me money, so I guess.
Oh, but anyway, did you introduce yourself?
I did introduce myself. My name is Kevin.
I'm Edwina.
And we are the Boss Fest Podcast.
Hey.
All right, y'all. So before we jump into any topic, make sure you like, share, subscribe to our content. Without you guys, these things wouldn't become possible. Make sure you be on the lookout for any type of Boss Fest networking events or an Andy Boss Fest annual event going down October 5th, Tampa, Florida. But make sure you like, share, subscribe, YouTube, Facebook, and definitely on Spotify. We're definitely trying to get that podcast game up, that podcast space popping. Sometimes people don't always want to watch the video, but you can hear us later. And especially when you got that long ride on I-4, like I used to. But hey, it is what it is. So today we've just been moving today.
We have been moving today.
Like a lot of moving pieces, a lot of the, like, and we're just now trying to get settled in.
You just not getting settled in. I am excited for the topic.
What's the topic, babe?
Option versus
priority.
You weren't even ready.
Oh, I was supposed to say it? Okay, let's do it again.
Don't worry about it.
One more time. I think I'm ready.
I hate when a person ain't ready. When you create a moment and they just not ready.
Wait. First off, you did not coordinate with this with me. You did not put a plan in place. You just did something on the fly and expect me to just know it automatically and jump in. Come on. But I'm ready now. Let's do it again.
No, I don't want to do it, Mo.
See, that is bad business right there.
Anyway, so if we're talking option versus priority, that's today's topic. I'm really excited for the topic. As people tune in, definitely share the podcast, as Kevin said. Jump in the comments. Like, let's discuss option versus priority.
We do need to discuss options because a lot of times I feel like I'm an option to you when I need to be more of a priority.
You know, I will agree with that since you decided to take that more on a personal level. Sometimes I feel like an option as well instead of a priority. And I think when you're...
Why did you make this about you?
I'm making it about both of us. Let me bring it home because I feel like when you're talking about your significant other, it's important for you to do those things that let them know that they are a priority to you. Sometimes you get very comfortable in relationships and it's easy for people to start feeling like they're an option because of the comfortability in the relationship. But you have to remember to keep things new and exciting so that that way you show that person that you love that they are a priority. That goes either way. I'll be taking my Dr. Phil certificate any day now.
Keep that, bro. That certificate.
I just ate with that answer.
It sounded, I guess, okay.
Whatever.
No, but, you know, on our podcast, you know, we try to correlate everything to anything business. Especially.
Are you teaching somebody right now? Like,
Nope. I'm just talking.
Are you?
I believe I am. Why you act like you can't hear it?
Everything ain't for the podcast. Just raise the mic, guy. Just do that. So I want to talk about option and priority outside of the like a personal relationship, right? I mean, we can talk about relationships, but there's so many times where I've done business with people, right? Like, let's just be transparent. I've done business with people and I've tried to make them a priority. And I'm not saying I have things right, you know, 100% right, but I've tried to make them a priority. I've tried to think about them and their business in certain aspects. But when it comes to like, hey, I feel like this would be a perfect time for you to one, like you could showcase my business. You could shout me out. You could refer me. I mean, you could even show up for me. You know, sometimes you could just share a post, you know, sometimes sharing a post tells somebody, you know, like, hey, I got you. But it feels like sometimes I make people a priority and I think about them and I'm only an option to them.
What is that only? Is that in your head? Or you truly believe like through their actions, they have proven themselves that you're just an option?
I feel like it's through their actions that I see that. Because I feel like the same as you would say with a relationship, like if someone's going to make you be a priority, they show you in their actions that you are a priority. You disagree?
It's not that I disagree, but sometimes I believe that maybe people don't know exactly what you're looking for. So they inadvertently put you in a options mindset versus a priority.
No, you would have to elaborate that. So if you don't know what I'm looking for to show me that I'm a priority to you, would you not ask? And how do you accidentally put me as an option when you're trying to showcase me as a priority?
Okay, so let's say you're trying to build something with another business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all agree to collaborate or link up and do some stuff. You put your stuff out there. Like, let's say everybody put their information out there like, hey, this is what I'm looking to get from this, or this is what I would like to get from you, right?
Okay.
Maybe that person felt like they gave you what you asked for because you was very vague in what you asked for. Like, oh man, I just want you to show some love.
So are
and support.
You just speaking like this is like in general? This isn't to me directly as a person.
No, I'm just speaking in general.
Because as an individual, I don't feel like I'm necessarily very vague at all.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, let's say you prioritize showing up for a business associates event. You prioritize to do that. So you want to show them, hey, I, you know, like you are a priority to me and I want to show you that. When it's now your turn to have, let's say, an event or whatever, they don't show up for yours. And then you say, oh, you know, we just had blah, blah, blah event. And they say, oh, dang, I should have made it to that. Like, I didn't even remember y'all was doing it. Does that feel like that person prioritizes you? And that's not like, I don't. But you see what I'm saying?
I'm with you now. I'm with you now. That them moments they'll be feeling like, okay, I wasn't a priority. Like, I saw what you were doing, regardless if it had significance in my business or in my life. I chose to prioritize it to show support. And when you had an opportunity to return that support, you chose to dismiss it. Not only dismiss it, damn near devalue it. We're like, oh, you did that already? That's a different energy.
So, like, how many times have you heard people say, like, dang, I saw the ads for, you know, like, XYZ. I didn't know what happened then. Like, it's already gone. Like, have you not heard that a lot?
I've heard that a lot. And I guess the real kicker would be like, dang, why didn't you remind me? You knew I want to go.
You hear that a lot.
You know I want to go.
Why do black people do
Why
that?
Why didn't you remind me? You should have sent a personal
reminder
to this individual. Mm-hmm. Forget all of the marketing you put behind it, the energy with social media people posts and stuff like it. That. People sharing it, mm-hmm. people liking it. Mm-hmm. You liking it yourself. You could have even possibly shared it. But now I need to remind you the day.
So that individual that says, dang, you should remind me, are they making you an option or a priority?
Yeah, you was an option and you wasn't.
It's like you were an option and maybe not even the first option, right? Or yeah, like third or fourth option on the
list. I don't even know if you was really that high. They went through all they steps and like, all right, man, I got to do this. You know what? I can wash my car today. You know what? That's so much stuff I got to do.
I mean, washing your car, like, that's crazy. Like, that's literally crazy work before you show up for a friend or associate. Let me just do some hard manual labor first.
I just like, with that example, that's a real tough one right there to be like, all right, you couldn't have proven that I wasn't a priority in your life any clearer to me by saying something is rude or like just uncanny.
So if someone says to you, hey, you should have reminded me about something that you have going on, you take that as almost like a rude gesture.
It depends on it's tricky. So I want to say I can, yes.
Okay.
But I think there are some type of circumstances that can make that a little bit tricky in that regard. But
I guess you have to explain to me what you even mean by tricky.
Like sometimes we think people see things in our post in our algorithm that they may not really see because we see it because we're posting it. We're constantly thinking, oh my God, everybody in our circle should see it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain things, certain content that I know for sure that I have not seen or I might have seen once and I don't see it no more. And maybe because how much energy I gave it or didn't give it, that determines if it returns back to me. Like there are certain people who are still like on my friends list or in my community and stuff. Like I would see their content heavily. And now I barely see their content at all. It's almost like they don't exist. Maybe that could be a certain situation as you start moving closer towards your event. If there's not real engagement behind it, then it could be those circumstances. But I definitely think it's those people who know about it, who talk about it, who even speak on it, and then hit you with that. Yeah, you just in a hermit's
I mean, we're space. Just putting that like in context of like an event because that's an actual like date that something okay. happened. But I mean, in general, in your business, like let's just say, for instance, you do a specific thing and then someone that you've made a priority, however you do that priority, you see the thing that you do, they're now enlisting someone else to do it. Does that make you feel like, okay, so I'm not a priority in my business, even though I've now, you know, worked with you, booked you for XYZ, but when it was time and you needed the actual service that I offer, I wasn't your choice. Does that make them say, okay, now I see that I'm an option? Or could that other person be saying, well, you don't do it as good as this one? So
it could be a reflection of all of it.
So what do you do with that?
This is when we put people in categories that we understand, hey, you know what? This is what I was doing. I thought we were here with this. Based off of conversations or engagement, I felt like this was something that would be valuable for you and you chose to dismiss it. But maybe that's the key. Maybe certain things in people's lives, like maybe it was it would have been a value to them a month ago. Now it has no value because maybe they're not in the place they want to be.
No, I don't really understand what you mean.
I only can relate it to our event. So I think about Boss Fest in this scenario right now. And there may be some of the disconnect. But I'll be like, all right, because that's where I pulled that example from. Like, hey, people will say, hey, man, I was going to come to the event. I forgot about it. You should have sent me a reminder. You know I would have did that X, Y, and Z.
So you back there to the event?
I'm back. That's where it kind of came from, right? So I'm just in that space with it. And to me, I'm like, okay, what are you doing with your business? Or is it something that you thought you would get value from and then all of a sudden you changed your mind? Maybe you're not in the headspace where you even want to continue business, or maybe I just assumed that we were in a priority space with our businesses and I might have wanted to support you to show that I think your business is a priority and you only see mine as an option. It's just, you know, you just got to play in that area and figure that out.
I'm going to say, I mean, like, you keep talking about Boss Fest, the event. So I'm assuming that there are some people who you expected to show up at Boss Fest who gave you the, oh, I forgot. And like, you feel in a certain type of way.
I'm not feeling any type of way, but I have heard that statement and I just used it as an example today. I'm one of those people, like, if you say you're going to do something and then you don't do it, then okay. I believe
you're one of those people.
I believe I am. You don't think so?
You're one of the people that if you say you're going to do something, I expect you to do it.
If you say it.
So
go ahead.
Let me ask you, if you say you, Kevin, the individual, say that you're going to do something, do you always do it?
No.
But you expect someone else to do it when they tell it to you?
Yes, that's common human nature. I try to be better with it.
So it's okay for you to let someone down, but not okay for them to do it to you.
It depends. No. So, I mean, I say it depends. I don't want to say but either because we learned that last week. It's not okay. I need to be better. And maybe I'm reeling from my own mindset is coming against me. Like, it's almost like, you know, what's the phrase? I'm trying to remember. It's not damned if you do. Damn, it's I can't think of it now. But
I don't know. Are you saying damned if you do, damned if you don't?
No. It's a phrase.
We don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Okay. Well, you asked us what the phrase was.
I get it. I'm trying to. I can't think of the phrase right now, but it'll come to me. But I have not always been consistent in that endeavor. I have tried to improve on that, but I've not always been consistent. The one thing I will try to do is if someone has given to me, I'll at least try to give them enough information so that way I feel like I've returned what they gave me. What happens with me sometimes is that if I've given you enough information and you've given nothing, then yeah, I may just bow out. And I don't know.
It sounds like to me you're expecting more from people than what you're willing to give.
No, I'm not expecting that.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
I hear what you're saying, and I can't refute what you're saying right now based off of my assessment or my examples right now. But no, if I give something, I expect equal, like an equal give. No one gives anything and expects nothing unless it's determined from the start that I expect nothing. So if we go into an event.
So everything that you do, you expect some type of something in
I'm expecting some type of return on that energy. Yes. Okay. Energy is transferable. So if I invest in your business, I'm expecting some type of investment in my business. If there is a financial piece that I paid into your business, mm-hmm. I expect for you to pay into my business.
So if you sponsor someone's business, you expect them in turn to sponsor yours.
I would expect for them to see value in my business and return that blessing. Yes.
So, I mean, that's almost like a give for a give. So if you sponsor the person, they're looking for sponsorship. A lot of times people looking for sponsorships need that because they're in a financial need. So if I'm in a financial need, how can you expect me to now give to you?
So if you're putting together an event, and there's X amount of cost.
So everything that we say, you're going to go back to the event?
I'm just going here. You're talking about, if someone gave me $20, I don't expect that back. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, what we talking about.
So in personal space, I never give anything that I truly expect back. I've learned that lesson a long time ago. If I give you money, I'm giving you what I can give you safely. We're not expecting any of it back. So if someone say, hey, man, I need $1,000, and I may say, listen, I can't give you $1,000 because I just can't afford to get that right now, but I can safely give you $250, and that is your money, and I don't have to ever see that again. That's me. But if you were putting together something and you asking and soliciting for support to help it better and make it grow. And I'm like, all right, man, because of you, I see you out there. I see how you're moving. I think this would be a great opportunity for my business to get some promotion and things of that nature. Here, let me do this. And sometimes when you do it, if there's, you're looking for some type of return. Someone sponsors something, they're looking for some type of recognition, okay. Something that mm-hmm. can potentially mm-hmm. come back their way. Right. No one really says, oh man, I'm giving you this money because even people who sponsor things, like even people who just donate their time and services, they're doing it for some type of benefit, whether it's a tax break or whatever. Even maybe if it's the benefit of the goodness of their heart. It is some type of benefit. It doesn't always have to be tangible dollars, but it's some type of benefit associated with it. So yes, I'm looking for that benefit.
Okay. So when you give to someone, let's say someone's business, you're expecting some type of return.
Something.
And when you don't get that return, that's when you realize that you're now an option instead of priority for them?
I look at those who give back into my business to reinvest in them versus the people who I may have gave money, sourcing to, money to, whatever to, and who didn't return. Yeah.
I was going to say, you said a lot of words, and I know if none of them was an answer, but I take the yeah at the end.
Yeah.
Somebody, you're very busy, like, picking your words. I feel like you're in a job interview right now. You okay?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I'm just making sure because, you know, you're saying a lot of words.
What words you got to say? I'll be quiet.
So I'm going to go back to the business piece of that. I hear a lot of business associates say this, and I've seen a lot of fallout in the business community. And I feel like it happens when you're talking about option versus priority. So I've seen people say, hey, like, I do XYZ, and every time I do XYZ, I make sure to bring your business along or shout your business out or tell them these are the, affiliates, these are the go-to people, whatever you want to call it, right, that I tend to work with so that that way your business is also being highlighted so that we can, like, build success together. So I can see that being one of those major type of situations where if I'm doing that so heavily for your business and you don't do that for mine, where people can start seeing, hey, I just made you a priority when I was only an option. And those are the type of things when I think about a priority versus option that break up friendships. I mean, I think that could even, like, depending on, you know, relationships, if we were family. Those are things that really have the ability to tear people apart. Because now we're talking about money and people building their business. And especially if I put myself out there, because referring someone, you know, to a business can actually put you out there, in my opinion, to where people really either trust you or distrust you, depending on the service that they got for the business.
Correct.
I thought you were going to say something
else. No, I'm just agreeing with you. I'm here with you.
So I see that a lot. Like, I've seen some things on Facebook where it's like, you know, people have fallen out because of that. Like, hey, you know, you used to be the number one option, you know, that I tell people to go to. And now I wasn't the same for you. So now I don't mess with you no more. Have you seen the type of things I'm talking about?
I have witnesses. I don't know if I've witnessed as much as you do. Like, my social media be dry. But I have seen the different commentary from people saying, hey, I felt like this person did X amount of service and they was good or whatever. And now all of a sudden I'm hearing that they bad mouthing my business.
Oh, bad mouthing. Now, I wasn't going as far as bad mouthing, but I want to be able to dive in and know the situation and where you heard somebody like actually like bad mouthing the business. Because in my scenario, I'm saying like, hey, I'm always putting your business out there in a light, but you don't do the same for me. But now if I'm putting your business out there in a light and you're literally like shitting on mine, like, that's crazy.
You know, you ain't a priority then.
Right. Like, we're almost enemies, and I've been basically showcasing my enemy this whole time. Like, that's crazy work. So I want to know what situation you've seen that in.
Why are you always asking me for examples?
Because the examples are so messy in the whole part of it. So I'm like...
Like, I don't want to give examples all the time. You know how I used to be
on
the
thing? You know when we have guests on the podcast, you always ask them for examples, though.
I try, and I try to ask you for examples, and you penalize me for it. I don't want to talk about me. So... I'm going to pull in that wiener.
I don't think I said that. And first of all, before we even move any further, let's address that voice that you just tried to use. Like, what was that? Was that supposed to be your Edwina voice?
No, that was my... Oh, no, I did a voice?
Yeah, you did a voice. And it's either your Edwina voice or your angry black woman voice. Which one was it? Because both of them...
It's going to get me on the couch.
I mean, worse than that. Like, be careful in today's climate because I come... with 92% behind me, be careful how you try to mop.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all you're going to say? Oh, is it okay?
Y'all ain't really together like that, but it's okay.
I think that we are. Like, I feel...
Okay.
You don't think so? Mm. People started going back to Target?
I think... Oh, man, I had to process that one. Hey, man, people might have started going back to Target.
I feel like we are closer in the community now than we have been in a while. I think so.
Okay.
I feel like at least in my local community, because, you know, people out there in other communities, they can comment, you know, let us know, you know, the climate that you're feeling there. But in my local community, I feel like as Black women, we are trying to support each other and come together a little bit more. But there are still some that will make your business and your movement an option. And a lot of times I can see that in Black women as jealousy. So if people have made me an option, then that's exactly where I want to categorize them as well as an option.
I think it's back to where you say you don't give a dang about burning bridges. And I think what's happened is within you, in the circle you see yourself in, you have burnt some of them bridges. So the bridges that's still attached are the ones that's riding anyway.
So that's why I feel like the community
your community is more connected, because the mother bridges don't even serve a purpose no more. They just not exist, non-existent.
I mean, I can second what you're saying. Like, you saying that out loud, I can envision exactly what you mean. In 2024, like end of 2024 to beginning of this year, I do think there were some bridges burnt. To be quite honest,
a purge. Like the alarms went off and everything. Like people had 24 hours.
I did a purge by myself.
It was a purge.
I don't think it was me alone.
It was a bunch of people who thought they might have been a priority with you, and you said, "Let me show you how much of an option you is." Purge. You was dragging the bats with the chainsaw. You was skipping with the mask with the. With the lights reflecting in it, you was purging them.
So I want to be clear in what we're saying right now, because you're saying you, and I like you to change your verbiage.
We purged.
Right, because a lot of things, like some of the things that maybe people may have seen my face in the front, but your mouth was in the back. And people don't really realize that. And like a lot of times, especially in men groups, right, they'll be like, oh, like, she talk a lot. Like, where's her husband to keep her quiet? And people don't realize that my husband in the back saying, go do that shit. Go burn that bitch down. Because you sitting over there smiling, being quiet. So I want to make sure that you change your verbiage and you say, we burned some bridges and we went into the purge. Don't make it seem like I was like, here we go. Own up to that.
I will own up to what's true, and that is false.
That's not false at all.
I wasn't in no background doing anything. I was.
Don't make me call out some stuff on this podcast.
Do something then, because
there was an event that I went to in Lakeland, and you was out of town for work. And
okay,
I was like, hey, I'm gonna go to this event and I'm gonna be quiet. I'm not gonna say nothing. And you was like, well, even if they talk about, you know, women's rights, you ain't gonna say nothing. And I'm like, no, I ain't gonna say. I'm gonna sit there and I'm gonna be quiet. But even if they talk about this lady being fake black, you ain't gonna say nothing? Man, I ain't gonna say nothing. What do they talk about black men? Man, I might say something. Ain't that what you said?
Listen.
But what is that? That is setting somebody up to go into war before it happens.
Nope. I'm gonna tell you what happened. the bridges that were still connected to you reached your heart in that event, and you was like, don't worry, sis, I got you. And you tagged yourself in, and you said, purge. That's what happened.
No.
Don't put that on your boy. You could have remained quiet.
I could have remained quiet?
You said purge.
In what situation could I have remained quiet? Be for real.
I'm not saying it was a realistic play, but I just don't want you to say, like, I set you up to go do something, and that is not the case.
I'm not saying necessarily that you set me up to go do it, but it's like before the fight, how you boost somebody's head up. So you be like, man, we're going to go fight them. We're going to go fight them. So you as a friend in the back, like, girl, you got it. You could beat her. Like, I don't even know why she taught her like crap. Let's go down there. So you let me walk all the way down there. You boosted me up to go. And then when it was time to fight, I turned around and I didn't even see you.
I told you I wasn't coming to the fight.
But you boosted my head up, and that's what I want you to take ownership of, is that's who you was. And then the whole gonna, then when the police come, then when the police come and they question everybody, and I don't even know why she went down there with that foolishness.
You just painting this old crazy narrative. Man, get back on topic.
On topic.
No,
this
bro,
is option versus
went,
priority.
You went
this is
left.
Very on topic.
That is not on topic. Man.
Don't feel no type of way now.
I am definitely going to feel some type of way. You can't tell me how I can and cannot feel. You just created a whole scenario that was not true, and now you're trying to justify it through your explanation. Just because you say it,
right? So right. You just because I say it does make it right.
See, that's the problem right there.
So what I'm saying in this whole scenario, this whole piece, is people that were purged in my 2024, 2025 were definitely options for me. And the reason why, like, if you're saying I purged them, the reason why they were purged is because they showed me so was I.
Okay, so then say that. Don't say I
didn't say that, but I want us to say we.
I want you to just own up to your stuff and not try to indict me with it.
Wait, so you can't come with me? It's not a we mission?
We always together, but I just want to say that you set that junk on fire. I'm here saying, yeah, it's burning now. What can we do about it? That's all I'm saying.
Ain't that something? Y'all, this is literally the whole throw the rock, hide your hand.
Whatever.
That's what it is.
Back on top.
So have you ever made someone an option, and after you realize the category that you put them in, felt like you messed up and you should have made them a priority?
Have I ever made somebody an option like they should have been a priority?
Mm-hmm.
I know I've done that in reverse. I can't really think of an example of I put somebody as an option and then I'm like, man, you know what? I should have did that better.
So you're saying that you've made people a priority and then realized they should have just been an option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me an example.
There was this organization that reached out to me about grant writing. And I met with them, had some conversation, gave them some ideas of what they can do for their business and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm trying to do a business. And the organization came back and said, hey, look, okay, so how does the payment work and all that stuff? Said, well, you know, I'm doing X amount of work over a period of time and things of that nature. But this is how this process works. I'm going to work with you for the next 6 months. I can't remember if it was 6 months or 12 months or something like that. But typically what I do is this piece here. It's like, oh, we can't really do that, but we really need your services and stuff like that. And blah, 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 blah. I said, all right, cool. So because of the organization and their impact, because, you know, they deal with elderly people and things of that nature. I was like, okay. Let me do something different. And I went against my principles. And I said, you know what? I'm going to work in this manner that I know guarantees me no money. So I started trying to work on some of the stuff. And it was like, it was hard to get real information. And then at one point in time, I just said, you know what? Since this seems to be an option to them, I'm going to make it an option to me. And I think when they realized I made them an option, then they tried to make it a priority, and I was done. I was just in an option state of mind. Like, I don't.
Okay, so, but you wish that you would have made them a priority? Because that's what you originally said.
I said I made them a priority. Like, I was trying to do the work the right way, and it wasn't happening right. And I said, you know what? Now, I don't, now, even though this could be for a good cause, it's not worth me putting in all this effort and all this work to try to figure out everything about your business. I shouldn't have to pull information out of you about your business. You know what? It was one I should have made a priority.
That's okay. Go ahead.
So now that I think about it, because it kind of ties into the same thing. So I went to a business meeting one time, and shout out to Legit. So shout out to Legit. He introduced me to a friend of his who was doing like a horse revitalization thing or something with animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to lunch. I gave them all the game that I could give them in that meeting. And it was like, hey, you know, can you please come out to the ranch and do this and things like that? For me, at the end of that conversation, I was like, you know what? I gave them the game. I put it back in their play. If they really want to utilize me, they will. If not, oh well. But I had already made them an option. And I guess to try to make it seem like I was doing more than what I really wanted to do, you know, I sent another message out there and said, hey, look, this is Kevin. If y'all need me, reach out, blah, blah, blah. I didn't hear nothing back. So in my mind, you know what? They didn't see the value in it. It wasn't good enough for them. Cool. Maybe they found a different play. Or maybe I gave enough information that allowed for them to make the next steps on their own because they were in a business space. So maybe I gave them the game, and that's fine. Either way, I'm cool with it. But in that moment, I've already told myself, you know what? This is going to be an option for me. Once they show me that I'm a priority, then I'll move differently. And when I didn't see it, I was like, it's a good thing I put them as an option. But what I should have did was I should have said, you know what? Let me put myself out there a little bit more, because the potential to build that partnership with somebody that's an established business that's doing what they were doing would have been worth, you know, putting myself out there a little bit more. And that's what you got to watch sometimes is when you put yourself out there for people, you got to make sure that they see your value too. And I've learned to minimize doing too much of that. And it's starting to have that double-edged sword with in certain spaces.
So you think in certain business plays or spaces that you've done too much?
Absolutely. In certain spaces, I think I haven't done enough.
Okay. So I guess give me an example where you feel like you've done too much.
Can you give some examples?
You didn't ask me.
Hey, why don't you give an example?
This is my question.
Man, hey. Right now, my 9-to-5 space, I feel like I'm giving way too much to a group of leaders who are getting paid, who's getting paid the same amount. Well, I don't know if they get paid the same amount of me. Who's getting paid a wage to do a job
that I'm now. We're talking about your entrepreneur journey.
Listen, we're talking about business. Business is business. A lot of people can relate to this stuff, and especially in the workplace. Like, you giving yourself to try to help somebody else, then trying to cover your own stuff, and now your stuff falling short because you're trying to help fill in the gaps. Like, yeah, there go an example. Don't be trying to force my example.
Yeah, I wanted an example in the entrepreneur world
I gave you the example.
So I want to give an example where I feel like you
don't give me give your example.
I'm giving my example, and about it happens me. To be about you.
Oh, here we go.
So I feel like you made something an option that should have been a priority, and we're going to talk about it on the podcast.
Go ahead.
So I feel like when we started BossFest, you thought of it as an option when you should have always made it a priority.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Let's go.
So when I said, let's have this business shower, let's introduce our businesses to the world, because we've been in this community for years, right? Like, you went to high school here. I've been middle school, like a long time we've been here, but people don't know who we are. So let's have a business shower. You said, I want no parts of this. I help set up tables.
Yep.
And you was like, just call me Blue. I spin records. That's all I do.
Okay, continue.
But anyway, so that became your part of Boss Fest. I just set up at the event. I don't help any planning. I don't help any whatever. Year three is when you decided, you know what? I've been building a really good connection. I'm going to get married. It's on the Boss Fest stage. We're going to fix this. Year two.
I got him year two and year three, but continue.
So you say, let's get him on the stage. I now want to be invested. And now all of a sudden you have a presence in the business. But imagine how far the business could have gone, had you made it a priority in the beginning instead of just an option when you felt like checking in.
You make some valid points, but that wasn't my space. That wasn't my lane.
All right. So furthermore, then let's say you can't be mad about people taking your business and making it an option if you made it an option yourself. If people don't see you going hard in your own business, you can't be mad if they think, well, if he think it's an option, I'm going to take it as an option.
No one knows it's an option unless you...
I think they follow your lead.
What lead?
However they feel like you acting towards the business. Let's say if you're not always talking about the business, if you're not like, this is what I do. Hey, we have Boss Fest Network and we do a business conference. We do grant writing. We teach 9-to-5ers how to create their side hustle and leave their main hustle. If you don't constantly say that, people are like, what them Boss Fest people do? That's just an option. He like his 9-to-5. So I'm going to treat your business like how you treat it.
Why can't I like my 9-to-5? So maybe your vision for Boss Fest is different than my vision for Boss Fest, because we know you want to distance yourself from your 9-to-5, and that's fine. But for me, I'm like, man, why can't I have it all? If I create the right type of business, why can't I have it all? And if the business now grows to a point where my side hustle is now, like my main hustle is now interfering with my side hustle, then it's time to leave.
Right.
So that's the ultimate goal, but that hasn't happened yet. And while we have seen success mm-hmm. through these businesses, so that's why I feel like, you know, we can be good teachers of this space. Because if we're thriving in our entrepreneur space and we're creating that avenues and building that brand, we're taking that information, that knowledge, and putting it towards our entrepreneur space. Then, did I say that right?
If you're thriving in your 9-to-5,
and you put that in your personal business mm-hmm. and you start to grow, then we can be the perfect examples of that. And people can see that process in real time with us. I think sometimes people become so disconnected from the start. We start looking at the people that's already at the top and the success of it, and we don't give them credit for the long nights, the short days, the days where they lost everything, almost had to go into foreclosure, did go into foreclosure, bankruptcy, everything else, lost everything. We just see them on the other side of that struggle, and we wonder, dang, why can't we be there too? So I think we're the perfect example to help teach and show that as we navigate through these things ourselves. We're showing it. I think I have made Boss Fest a priority. You're talking about from the start. From the start, I've said it a bunch of times, like, this wasn't my vision. It's not like I woke up one day and was like, ooh, I want to be an entrepreneur. That's what you did. And what I did for my wife was, I said, if it's a priority for you, here's the funding to make it a priority. I will drain this account. I would go pull it from this sourcing. So you ain't finna dismiss.
Right. Why are you gonna be so hyped because you gave your wife some dollars? No. That's what you're supposed to do.
I did the one thing that I said I would never do for this business. I said I would never go beg another man for nothing. Or I would never go ask another man for anything. And I did that because my wife said, I want to do this. So I just want to be transparent. You saying what I did, if I'd have made it up.
Obviously, we touched a nerve.
You damn, I said, you, yes. They know we. You touched the nerve. Them people out there in the comments ain't touched the nerve. You touched the nerve. My wife did.
But, I mean, that's the importance of understanding what's a priority and an option. And sometimes you can make your own business an option and not a priority and not even realizing it. And I'm just saying how that looks to other people. Like, I'm not going to make you a priority if it looks like you making yourself an option. Why would I give more to your business than you are? And how many times have you looked at someone's business and you like, man, it feels like you just gave an example of old girl not wanting to give you what she needed to give you so that you could find money for her. Like, that's crazy. So how many times have you looked at someone's business and you said, I want to help you more than you want to help you?
Well, that happens a lot.
And that's the whole point and priority.
And then when you try to give them the tools that like, hey man, this is what steps you need to do to be better. Let me know when you get through that step. Then it's like, they ain't even a priority for them even to complete the steps. So that's why.
Right. It's like they're discouraged. They give you excuses of why they can't do the small step. Oh, you can't just do it for me. That's someone that's made their own business an option. So if someone looks at your business and says, hey, you're not taking it serious, why would I take your business more seriously?
I got you. I just don't like the fact that you tried to say I wasn't giving Boss Fest priority energy. Was I invested like you was from the beginning? No. Why are you trying to measure my priority towards yours? Maybe that's also an issue. We trying to measure what we think is a priority based off of someone else's engagement or their level of it, right? I look at several people out here in social media and I can be like, you know what, man? It really don't seem like they put towards their business. Social media may paint a different picture, but what if they in the background cooking? Listen, they in the kitchen, they prepping, they doing all the legwork, and only thing, you know, social media cares about is the finished product and how it looks to the masses. Mm-hmm. But they didn't see how many hours you stayed up prepping food and getting it ready and stuff like that. Only thing they care is did they take that one picture that made it look pretty. So that's what I feel like I do a lot of times. I feel like I be cooking. You just gonna stare at me?
You don't feel like you be cooking.
I feel like I be cooking. I be prepping. I buy the supplies.
Okay. I give you supply shopper.
I shop for the supplies. You gonna give me something.
A supply shopper. I'm glad you landed on one that we both agree on.
And I be cooking.
So for me, like, I want people to take my business seriously and I want them to make me a priority. And you are right. Like, we did burn a lot of bridges 2024, 2025, but the people that I feel like are still around, I feel like they do make my business a priority. And sometimes people don't even know how they can show you that you're a priority, but regardless, I now feel like some of the connections still do. Like, I get messages sometimes in the morning, like just inspirational quotes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, go kill it today. To me, that says, hey, I want you to understand I support you and what you do.
Somebody do that to people?
No, I don't, but I should start doing that.
Mm-hmm. So somebody, no, I want to make sure. So somebody took the time out of their day to send you an inspirational quote of like, go be great.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't even return that. Boy, they is an option in your world.
You trying so hard. Bless his heart.
Ain't no bless my heart. You so just said it.
They use different ways to show people like, hey, you're a priority. So maybe I don't show someone I'm a priority by sending inspirational quotes.
But would that hurt you to do that?
I show them that they're a priority other ways.
How?
Would it hurt you to be more involved in certain things? I don't think you want to do tit for tat because you're asking for a lot, right? Look, this is Gemini warning number one.
You know what? Ain't nobody got time to be.
You understand what it was?
I'm a Gemini, so I'm two person.
Gemini warning number one.
Okay. Know who that's supposed to scare.
I think it scared you, sir. I think it did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Nah, I'm just choosing to live in peace.
Yeah, you chose not to choose violence. So back to what I was saying.
Go ahead.
Is that I think people show their support in different ways. So while someone can choose to show their support by sending inspirational quotes, then I can support their business in other ways. Maybe it's by sharing a post. The point is that I want to have people around me who choose me as a priority and not an option. I don't want it to be, oh yeah, you're doing that thing. I would come if I have nothing else to do. I want people to say, sis, what date is the event or when are you having it? I want to share it. I want to make sure I invite some friends and I want them to support because support is intentional and it says I prioritize you. And those are the people that I want around.
I like it. I just believe that, you know, we need, you know what? We need to find a priority and option gauge. Like something that can be placed on a person's body. So when you start having a conversation with them.
It's a battery indicator?
Yeah, like so a battery. Like you can see a change or change. Like, is this conversation a priority to them or is it an option to them?
Can you not see that in people? So there's a comment. It says support comes in many forms and facets. Most support you can't physically see, which I agree. Just even somebody mentioning your name in a room that you weren't in, but you hear about it later, like that shows, you know, you support me. And I definitely think that things have a way of falling by the wayside. And the people that are options do that. Like they fall by the wayside and you start seeing them separate themselves because people will attach themselves to you for certain reasons in certain seasons. Like they want something out of it. And that's why you become an option. You're an option to them or a use for them, and they're not providing that for you.
I hear you. I'm just trying to, I need to work on my priority gauge and seeing it in people. Because you know what? I think my biggest problem is that when I walk into the first conversation, I feel like we're both talking about being priorities for each other.
I always think the opposite, but okay.
So maybe that's some of the problems we got. I'm like, hey, if we're talking about this, I'm like, hey, and you say, hey, this is what you want to do. First thing in my mind, I'm like, man, how can I support it? I'm always thinking, hey, how can I get a benefit out of this as well? And that's why I start trying to measure certain things. I'm like, okay, does it make sense for me to be in this space or do something? Somebody reached out to us and was like, hey, can Boss Fest be at a Meet the Candidates event? Going down in Haines City, right? So at first, it was an option to me. I was like, man, ain't no point for me doing this junk. But then I was like, you know what? Let me make it a priority. So let me go down here and see if I can interact with some of these people in this space and stuff like that. In my mind, like, man, if we're in the space, if we're capturing the content, if I can show some stuff, then what it is. But the people that I would assumed I was supposed to meet, like, think you may be speaking to the candidates and things like that. It wasn't them. It was the other people in the room. It was the person who hosted the event at the space that they own. It's possibly potential future candidates who are working at other spaces who recognize the brand and saying, hey, I wish to have these conversations. Is there anything we can do and stuff we can link up and those things? And for me, when I hear stuff, I'm like, man, all right, how does number one, our business fit there. How do I fit in that? And does it make sense? If it's a priority, we'll move towards it. If it's an option, like I got to see more of it for me to give it any real energy.
Yeah. I don't really know where you was going with that.
I looked over at you and you just staring at me crazy.
I told you. I mean.
Well, go with you. Go with you going to go.
The point I guess you're saying is in your interactions, you got to make sure that you put people in the right categories, because I originally said when I first meet someone, I always think of them as an option, and somewhere in that conversation they have to change my mindset to be like I should place them as a priority. And I think that's just a lack of distrust with me as an individual, because I've been burnt so much doing what you said you do, is like instantly they become a priority and I want to help, and I'm like, oh, you got this, like we can help you do this, and now I've built a whole committee and like I'm gonna help you set up, I'm going to help you raise the money. Like, I'm going to be there. And like, this ain't even my business. Why am I doing so much? So now when I interact with someone, it's an option. And you're telling me something and I just need
to... You mean a new person?
A new person, yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure you old people, y'all established. Y'all are priorities.
A new person, and you give me an idea, I take it as just such. This is a great idea. I think that is great for you and that is good for me to hear. Until you now become a priority in my life or business, then I'll interject with like, how can I support and help and like be there? Because I feel like so many times people are not always genuine and they present themselves as something than they really are. So when you give so much in the beginning, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
I hear you.
I mean, that's how I now see it, because I've been in certain situations, like, man, if you wouldn't have given so much so soon, you wouldn't feel the way you feel right now?
Feelings when you give to people because you think they're
this is about to be an R&B song because you're whispering.
I'm just processing information. You say I'm whispering, but you can hear me.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't. I heard you say feelings, feelings. That's what I heard. I'm just being honest. So, can you name for us one person?
No.
Why no. you don't want to name one person?
No, no, don't.
The internet world don't even know the people.
Nope. You name somebody.
Name somebody that you don't even know what I was gonna say.
I'm still going with no.
That you made a priority that you should have made an option. All right, I don't have a person, but let me say I'm on a special assignment, right? And people who I'm on the assignment with have somehow found our social media. So this is just going to be
We go.
But anyway, so I'm on a special assignment. And everything that I sign up to do, I try to do it the best of my ability, right?
Okay.
As though like Neo was talking to me and saying how you do anything is how you do everything. So that's how I take that in. Now, that being said, now me looking like at myself 3 months, like mm-hmm. if I could talk to myself 3 months prior,
you would tell yourself not do that, John?
I would say, hey, this should be an option for you. And it's okay sometimes to say no.
Ooh.
But you have to understand, put you first.
You don't feel like you was put first? You didn't put yourself first?
Put my own career goals first or my own life goals, I almost should say.
Okay.
So like when I'm making decisions, sometimes I need to like do a pro and a con list, right? If my goal is to get here, like let's say my goal is to be a full-time entrepreneur, running Boss Fest, and that is my sole source of income, then everything that I do should be how to get me to that goal.
Okay.
And then sometimes you make decisions in life, and let's say something comes and it hits you left feeling like this is gonna be more money, this is gonna be more this, I'm going to be able to do this. And it takes you out of alignment with your original goals. And I feel like the me now should talk to that me and say, write your goals down and tell me how you making this decision gets you to your end goal that you want to be at.
That's tough. That's a tough one. So it was a lot of plays being made behind that endeavor. That was definitely supposed to be, honestly, the play that you was making in that space was supposed to put us in a position to be better at this entrepreneur space. It didn't pan out that way, but you already made the commitment to do some stuff. But I think that's different. I hear what you're saying. So I don't think you can look at that as that's something you should have put as an option. You made that a priority. You put your heart into it. And you say, listen, because I made this the priority from the beginning, even though the people on the back end failed to do their piece, I'm still going to show you why you should have stayed true to me. Because now that you're not staying true to me, I'm going to show you how great I am. So that way, when this comes about again, and I say no, you can only look at yourself like, yeah.
But is that your 9-to-5 mindset talking? Because be for real, like in a 9-to-5 world where a company,
a
Fortune 500, whatever, like a company doesn't choose one individual to work in a position. You are just another number on their slot. They don't ever say, oh man, we should have chose you. You were the best one. All they say is, I'll find another you because there's another one behind you. No one ever says, and we messed up when we didn't choose that person. Like,
so I think it's both. I think there are people like, man, we should have went with this option. But yeah, the company's still going to say we're moving on. It doesn't matter.
Right. So when you're talking about being a 9-to-5er and creating that side hustle to be your main hustle, every decision that I make needs to be the best decision to get to that goal. So all I'm saying is, I guess, knowing what I know now.
You don't think you was making the best decision to get to that goal?
I think when I made the decision, but I'm saying now I have the facts. Like now I have...
Everybody's hindsight is good at that point. Your foresight was to build something and you was putting yourself out there like every entrepreneur is told, hey, sometimes you got to test. If that's the line You got to step off of that bit and see if you land on solid ground.
All right. So then those friendships with those people that now you burn the bridge with, you would do those all over again because you didn't know that they were who they were at the time. Like what I'm saying is everything, of course, hindsight is 2020, but.
I'm lost on you.
Because you ain't even let me finish.
Go ahead, finish.
No, because you want to be lost on me. I want to talk to you about the people who you burned the bridges with and if you would still do it, but you don't want to hear it.
What? Will I still do it with the people who I burned?
Yes, you understand what I'm asking you very clearly.
It depends on the situation. If it makes sense, but this time it'll be going into it like from a real business perspective. That whole you would do for me, I do for you. Now, what's the real goal? I need to see mine's immediate.
So you won't make any more agreements with people that I'll do this if you do this.
So I need to see mine's immediately. So if I'm going to make, so what you're saying is people that we might have interacted with in the past who came around and had an opportunity and said, hey, or a company or whatever, hey, this is an opportunity and it actually makes sense to do. I could potentially, all right, that do make sense. And move and remove the personal out of it and do business. We say that all the time. Now, sometimes you just got to do business. You got to remove the personal out of it. If it makes business sense, let's do it. But I need to see my business. I need to see my gains immediately. This ain't going to be no back end gain. You do this first, then you get something. No, I need to know exactly what my residual is going to be immediately. I need to know I'm up front.
So this comment says, I don't know. But, okay, so in those scenarios, do you feel like people use you? They attach themselves to you to use you?
I don't know. If I'm being transparent, I don't think so.
Okay.
You have a different opinion of it, but I don't think so.
I feel like sometimes you play small, right? Like you think of yourself smaller than what you may be. And sometimes people look, because you say social media is a really like big factor of things. And sometimes people's view is only through social media. So if it looks like movement on social media, maybe people do attach themselves to you because they think that there's a lot of motion. This comment says, ain't nothing personal about business. I had to learn the hard way.
We learned that the hard way too.
Yes. Yes, we did.
So, yeah. I'll tell you this story because I had to separate the business. I had to look at it from a real business standpoint. So one of my friends, a real good friend.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. So a real good friend, still a real good friend. We were preparing for our daughter's graduation stuff. So they do photography. And, you know, we've used them in the past for four different shoots, different things like that. Does great, amazing work. I'm thinking, I got to say me, I'm believing that I'm handling the business part of it the right way, even though we ran into challenges and things like that. You know, everybody money gets funny at times. You know, you try to figure stuff out. But you think because you built a friendship and a relationship personally, you having these conversations one-on-one, that things would be okay. And I had to realize, man, no, this is still a business for somebody, especially at one of these critical times. And they couldn't perform the job because, you know, basically put, I ain't paying them their money. It wasn't that I wasn't going to pay them their money. I didn't pay them the money by the deadline. And when I tried to pay the money, it was, it's too late. So I looked at, like, it blew me at first because, like, man, we supposed to be boys. We friends. Why can't you just, like, tell me up front what we looking at? But then I also had to look at it from a business side of it. Like, you know what? That should have just been strictly business. I can't be mad at him because if this was anyone else and this had happened, I would have complete understanding. But because I thought our friendship would carry into the business aspect of it, it would carry more weight. It put me in my feelings for a few seconds. Then I had to get out of that junk and say, you know what? That's business. So I don't ever want to be in that space again. If we're doing business, we're doing tangible business, and I'm going to make sure I meet my ends of the bargain. So that way it doesn't impact any friendships if I have to go in that space again.
I think that's a good story. I like the way you told it. You left out some you know, factors, but I mean,
yeah, I gave the meat and potatoes of it,
I guess. So I think that's a good story to piggyback on that nothing personal in business, because once you bring the personal into it, people's feelings can get hurt. And I thought you know, like, you could tell a story with us having a committee member and we didn't side with them to make our website, and all of a sudden, like, we can't talk no more because I didn't pick you for the website person, but I got to pick the best person for my website regardless. And it shouldn't be just you because you think we cool. But it's business.
It's business. But hey,
you was making a face though, like, you understand what I was
talking about. I understand exactly what you're saying. I just, like, thought you was talking about that, but we're running it.
I'm just saying, I completely agree with the statement. I also agree with being very intentional about who you make a priority. And that's what, like, I think when you talk about people in business and people support, you should be intentional about those people that you support.
Okay.
And that's why, like, we try to make it known, like, hey, so-and-so is doing something. And we know it's intentional. Put it on your calendar. Make sure that you're aware of it. So it's not, no, ah, dang, you should have reminded me. I would have supported you. No, my support is intentional because I want you to also know that I make you a priority. And do the same for me.
Options versus priority, y'all. Listen, that's the episode tonight with the Boss Fest podcast. If you want to promote your event on the Boss Fest podcast, you can reach out to us through our email, bossfest01@gmail.com. You can also shoot us any type of DMs to our socials. We're trying to get more energy, more recognition, more engagement in our community events. We got a lot of people talking to us in the background and saying, hey, can you promote this? Can you promote that? Sometimes I think the biggest promoter of your event is you. And if you got the right content, the right material, we don't mind adding it to our intros, to our content, and adding it plugins on our Spotify account when we drop the audio.
You're saying that so confusingly. So you don't mind. So if you're looking to place an ad on the Boss Fest podcast, just email us at bossfest01@gmail.com or DM us. Also, if there's an event going on around town and you like us to shout you out on the Boss Fest podcast, please just inbox us that information. We love to let people know here locally what's going on in our local community. I do know there is a party May 18th for Brad, because he's the only Gemini in the world. He didn't want to celebrate his birthday with the other Geminis, but whatever. It's at the Cigar Quarters, May 18th. I think they're going to open up tickets soon for that. There's also the Plus Size Fashion Show, 10-year anniversary. That is happening June 7th. So make sure that you get your tickets for that. And I do believe Chris King also has his presidential awards ceremony or gala, I'm sorry, going on June 7th as well. So you can get your tickets for that. Tons of Mother's Day activities happening. I believe most of those are happening May 3rd. I know Krista is having one. Get your tickets for that. That is Jeans and Pearls. So tons of events going on. If people are like, there's not enough stuff to do in Central Florida, it's because you're not looking, not because it's not happening. And then Boss Fest will have its next mixer June 14th. So stay tuned for more information as we get ready to drop that. You can always stay up to date with what Boss Fest has going on our website at www.boss-fest.com. And always remember, the Boss Fest Business Conference will be October 5th this year at the Embassy Suites in Brandon. Make sure to block off your calendar because it will be lit.
That's why you do the sales pitch and I'm logistics. That sounded wonderful.
You should pay me for that.
I should pay you for that.
We appreciate y'all for tuning in on another Wednesday of the Boss Fest podcast. Until next week, peace.
Peace.